It is week six here on the Swolecast on rotogrinders.com. We had a little bit of $1 million decision last week. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about why I'm still here, even though it's my fall break. It's supposed to be on vacation. I came in the office for this show. There's one person who's not on the show, Mr. 205. So we have our work cut out for us, but we can do it. After all, we are the Swolecast, and this is Pockets on Swole.
Please don't dupe me, bro.
I'm begging you, don't dupe me, bro.
It's the poop narrative.
It's just been waiting to say those words.
No.
For no, 5 years.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Swolecast here in rotogrinders.com. David Kitchen here alongside Davis Matic and Peter Overzet. Guys, how's it going?
You know, it's... I'm a little, you know, bummed. I feel like without Tuttle today, the road to 10K hit a pretty big bump in the road. They don't call them Tuttle page views for nothing. And I'm just hoping that we can rally around this. Maybe a Ewing effect to the show without him. I don't know.
Yeah. Last week, you know, we thought that maybe the lineups would not be as good since my internet was kind of going out. And let me tell you, though, Gabe Davis on both lineups, people crushing. People winning like infinite, you know, when you talk about ROI and you have a free entry and you're winning money on top of that, like the returns are pretty much infinite, right?
Yeah, literally infinite. Literally like $2 or $3 returns on zero.
It's $8. A guy, one of Scott Sheriff, one of the guys who has been like a longtime Swole Guys listener, won $8 last week.
So let's just get this out of the way, Kitchen. Where did you end up finishing in the millie? Tell us about how you put a cash game lineup in there plus Derrick Henry and somehow had a good week.
Derrick Henry and Hunter Henry. You know, it's all about
the most duplicated cash lineup finished 91st in the Millionaire Maker last week. So not necessarily, you know, a bad.
Don't undercut him. Let Dave have this moment.
Yeah, please, Davis. So basically, I went Derrick Henry and Hunter Henry. And that lineup, I think it did have Fournette as well. But, you know, Josh Allen, it did not have Gabe Davis. It had Shakir. So people know I'm a Stars and, you know, Scrubs type of guy. And so that's where I jammed in Shakir. I jammed in Henry. And let the pieces fall where they may with Josh Allen. I will say, I would have finished. I think Tuttle was so good to calculate it because I think I would have finished top 100. And Tuttle actually went and did the math to figure out what I missed out on.
So did you even beat the cash lineup?
Yeah. So I would have finished 35th. So Tuttle's thing is he wasn't doing it to help me out. He wanted to show me that my change going from Cowboys defense to Arizona Cardinals defense, because I had a few people in front of me. He wanted to show me that basically that cost me over $2,500 in doing so. So
I want to give you credit, though, Kitchen, because when I first saw that lineup, I was like, this lineup's fucking trash. But the fact that you pivoted and made the live a little GTO play to the Cardinals D. I was shocked that you made that.
Yeah, move. Tuttle disagreed. We had a little bit of a discussion in the secret chats. My thing is, it's not like I'm balling enough where $2,500 is not worth anything to me. That is a nice chunk of change, right? But there is an element of like just mental insurance is kind of what I call it. Not just a live a little brand, but all mental insurance. Like if the Cardinals D went off for like a 1 in 100,000 outcome where they score like 40 points I would have won the millie.
That
would have messed with me for forever. It'd be like selling 10 Bored Apes before they launched. Like
it was just absolutely the right move, Dave. Absolutely the right move.
Tuttle disagreed. Sad to say we don't have Tuttle on the show. Fella has You know, taken ill. He will be back with us hopefully next week.
Taken ill. Talking I don't know what like, to just say. Like Little House on the Prairie.
I don't know what to
say. Taken ill.
I don't know. You know, I don't know what to say. Like, what can I say? You know, there's HR people watching this show right now, and I don't want to, you know, divulge any medical information that I don't need to. Just say it rhymes. Let's just say it rhymes with Schmoven. All right,
Pete. How are you, Pete? How are you doing with you know the chalk crisis that everyone seems to be having? I thought Mr. Freeman, our friend from Run the Sims, had a great thread. You know that kind of dealt with everything. I mean, the team that wins the $1 million last week was a simple two. I mean, it literally would have been a top 50 optimal had you given Cade Otton his actual projection, which is insane. But like. I mean, it was a 2v2. It was Gabe Davis and Cade Otton instead of Tyler Higbee and Chris Godwin, which, I mean, you know, to the chalk is really getting there. What are your thoughts?
I mean, to me, this isn't a crisis. I'm not tilting at all. I don't have to review my lineups on a Monday morning. I'm not trying, you know, desperate voodoo measures like promising to toss a cash optimal into one of the spies this week in hopes of mushing the cash. Like, no, I wouldn't have to resort to any of that, Davis. I, you know, just steadfastly trust my process. And I know in the long term that I will be rewarded.
Honestly, if you would have just put the Swolecast lineup in whatever, like you would have shipped some things. I had another good week, and maybe my good weeks of like consecutive good weeks is in direct correlation to the chalk getting there.
I am starting to think there's a correlation there, Kitchen.
I still feel like Derrick Henry was in my cash game lineups on both FanDuel and DK last week. Like that wasn't the chalk. But there are multiple ways to get there with the chalky options. I will say one of the reasons why I switched off from Cowboys to Cardinals defense is also because all my other lineups were smashing, including the Wildcats and the Spy and everything else. And I was like, oh, I've got AJ Brown on here. I've got AJ Brown, Jeff Wilson. I'm going to smash. AJ Brown had 3 catches in the first drive and nothing after that. Davis, I've been on full break, so I haven't got a chance to check out what. Did you do a thread on this?
I sure did. And there's actually a pretty obvious thing that happened. They suffered 2 in-game injuries to the offensive line. So they didn't want to have Jalen Hurts just hanging back. And pretty much after the second offensive line injury, they switched it up on the fly and went to the quick passing stuff to Devonta Smith to move the ball down the field. And I think you saw a huge impact on the offense. They scored 2 touchdowns their first 2 drives, didn't score a touchdown for the remainder of the game after that.
It's frustrating. So frustrating. All right. We've got to move on, though. We got a lot to talk about. If you would, please like, subscribe. I think we're almost to 4,500 subs. The road to 10K, you know, it depends on you. Let's see if we can get over 50 comments. Let's see if we can get maybe over 450 likes on this show. And then we'll see what happens. But let's get to Overzet's overview, Pete.
Yeah, as Kitchen mentioned at the top of the show, the Swolecast lineup continues to crush. We finished 566th out of 113,000 entries in the Frito-Lay Snaps and Snacks series. Though I have bad news, fellas. This is the final week of the Snaps and Snacks. Someone, I think it was Jeremy on Twitter, sent me in the fine print. Only 6 weeks of Frito-Lay's goodness. So everyone needs to jam the Swolecast lineup because there's lots of galaxy brainers out there, lots of GPP bros who overthink things on a Sunday AM. But you know what the Swolecast does? We deliver week after week after week on a Wednesday, no less, just playing the best plays. And now we turn our sights to week 6, where the bye weeks Kitchen have hit, which means you do not have your free running back square on this slate with no Titans. We do have only 2 games with a total over 50. It is, of course, late game hammers, the Bills-Chiefs marquee matchup, and the Seahawks and Cardinals. Could Geno Smith get benched? Pete Carroll says Drew Lock is nipping at his heels.
Classic.
We have cheap running backs galore. This is setting up for the most classic quasi-tournament build team of all time. You pay down at running back with the 2 running backs from Seahawks and Arizona, and you jam in all of the Chiefs and Bills. You think you build a beautiful lineup, but you, my friend, are duped. Geno is still 5,700 on DraftKings for some reason because DraftKings writes him off. But let me tell you, Smith ain't writing back. Kenneth Walker and Rondell Moore is our generation's Tyler Lockett, Chris Olave. The mini correlation that the cash game grinders are so excited to have an excuse to play. Kyle Pitts also should be back this week, which means we'll convince ourselves that Arthur Smith had a lobotomy on Monday and we can finally play him.
Cannot wait to play Mr. Pitts this week. Going to be incredible, incredible stuff. Pete, overzet overview of the year. I mean, Claire, that was your best
week. I mean, it just has continued to crush. This is 3 weeks in a row. So appreciate the overview, Pete. Like you were talking about some of the lineup construction, you know, teams are making themselves right now, Davis. Is it going to be that easy come Sunday? Or maybe just easy for me because, you know, I'm, you know, captain of the chalk team.
I mean, it's just like everyone's just going to do the Josh Allen, Diggs, Kelsey, Eno, Kenneth Walker. You know, we'll find our cheap wide receiver du jour. That kind of always changes with the win. Rondale looks like an option. Zay Jones looks like an option. Alec Pierce looks like an option to fit that lineup. Then if you're feeling really spicy, maybe you toss in Avaldez Scantling. Maybe you play Khalil Shakir at 51 or Isaiah McKenzie at 5,100. Then there are the bros who really want to live on the edge, and they do the Khalil Shakir thesis that playing well last week will earn him some extra playing time this week. Dawson Knox is still banged up. Maybe they go, specifically against the Chiefs, maybe they go four wide a little bit more often. And you know what? I am already having a really tough time. I'm already having a crisis of conscience. Like, why don't I just play that team? I mean, that team seems like it could win $1 million. So, like, why don't I just play that team? It seems pretty good.
Hey, before we get into quarterbacks real quick, the Matt Rhule effect.
But this guy taking over is just as much of a stiff as Matt Rhule. Steve Wilkes. It's not like they hired, you know, Mike Leach to come in and run the team.
I feel like C-Mac kind of flew under the radar.
Well, that'll be the big difference, I think, is they'll just be handing it off. I mean, McCaffrey will probably get 23 rushes in this spot or whatever.
Okay. Maybe DJ Moore sees something. All right, let's talk about quarterbacks. So you mentioned it. You know, you've got Josh Allen at the top. You got Geno Smith still 5.7K. You got even Marcus Mariota is 5.3K.
We are done dealing with the artist formerly known as Marcus Mariota. Absolutely, absolutely zero interest. We'll not play him in any contest or format.
Okay. So talk about Josh Allen right now.
I mean, he scored 40 points last week in like 2.5 quarters. Gonna be the game of the week. The one thing that is, Pete, that's kind of sticking to me is like, we've had a lot of these regular season game of the season when whoever the new challenger to the Chiefs comes in to play at Arrowhead, those games always suck. I mean, they've been bad every year, other than the Rams.
The Rams,
Mexico City game. That game was amazing. But you know, remember Cowboys Chiefs last year? I think the total 56.5. It ends 19-17.
Davis, you're kind of doing your this is not your regular analysis.
Well, what I'm saying is
historical analysis from years past should not factor into.
You didn't even you really haven't even let me get to the point that I'm making, which is both of these teams. I would imagine the winner of this game is going to get the number one seed in the AFC, which is obviously super important because that means you don't have to play the wild card game. Both of these organizations are going to know that. It would not surprise me to see both of these teams tighten up a bit in this game, be a little bit less free-flowing, a little bit more defensive and time of possession oriented.
Do you think that because Josh Allen is such a smash and he's only 100 more than Lamar and 200 more than Mahomes, that those other two elite quarterbacks on this slate could potentially go overlooked?
Sub 5% Mahomes in the spy. That might even be high because I don't even think Lamar will get to 10%, but Josh Allen's going to be like 28% in the spy or whatever. Like he's going to be, it's like the combos, like what percentage of the pool plays Diggs, Allen, and one Kansas City Chief will be like 15% of the entire pool.
Well, and the thing is, I think I saw a stat that Mahomes outside of Kelsey hasn't had a top 24 wide receiver any week this week. Like, no one feels good about double stacking Mahomes right now. I'm going to try to lie and tell myself a story about this being the Sky Moore breakout week. I can tell you that's what's going to happen.
He did ice Justin Watson last week. He ran, it was the most amount of routes he had run. The thing is I think it'll actually probably be the reverse. Is my guess is that actually this ends up being a big Noah Gray game in the sense of him just playing like 70% of the snaps. And no one wants to hear this, but Hardman is also going to play a lot in this game because
his snaps have been going down, though, while Skies go up.
All right. Yeah. Let's talk about this Seattle team with Geno Smith. You know, forget me being the first one on Geno this season.
All right, I will.
Let's talk about this this game though. It's not really Geno that's interesting me. You know, he's whatever. Been targeting him since day one. But let's talk about the other guy, Kyler Murray. Could this be a Kyler Murray week against the Seattle team?
I don't think there's such thing as a Kyler Murray week anymore. I think that's just dead. I don't even think that's a thing or a concept.
I mean, what's Connor's status this week?
The report was they're going to have to check in later in the week. He has this rib issue. It seemed like he was on the wrong side of questionable, but he always pulls the David Montgomery shit where he just like goes always. Out there on leg.
He's the Black Knight from Monty Python. It's always just a flesh wound with him.
But I do think Geno Smith. What's my phone ringing?
Oh,
Geno. I mean,
turn off your Android.
Wow. Geno Smith is going to be the most popular quarterback after Josh Allen. I mean, he's way too cheap at 50.
How do we get here?
That team builds itself too. Right, where you like, oh, I'm not going to play Kenneth Walker. I'm going to get some leverage on the field by double stacking Geno Smith. No one else could possibly think of this. I'm getting very annoyed with tournaments and the way they're playing out. I don't know if that's coming through.
Well, and the way that I feel like pricing is this week, it's so easy to stack this Seattle-Arizona game. Because even on the opposite side, if you have Kyler, you could easily go with Eno and Rondell. Kyler Lockett, and then play whoever you want.
This is an all-time oversight by DraftKings.com, leaving Eno Benjamin at 4,600.
Well, but think about this. So the sentiment is collectively down on Kyler, and you could see it in the ownership last week for Marquise Brown and even Rondell Moore. No one wanted to play them, even in, you know, a quote-unquote high-scoring game. I think that coupled with Eno looking like a total smash – like, I still think Marquise Brown could be sub 5% like in this spot. Like, I don't think anyone wants to invest in the Cardinals passing game right now.
Yeah.
All right. Other quarterbacks that you might be interested in? Any flyers out there?
I think I'm just going to play Lamar.
You're just going to play the best plays?
No, I think I'm going to play the third best play, which seems like maybe a good way to get there. Like, third best play. Galaxy brain, reverse, leverage, chalk. Lamar ends up being 11%. And I'm just like, what am I doing here? Like, Lamar ends up 11%. Josh Allen ends up 18%. And I'm just like, why even play? Why even play these games?
It was so fun. Obviously, our buddy JJ over there at Late Round QB, you know, built his brand on the Late Round QB. So when he's doing his trends this week, he had to address everybody telling him that, like, my quarterback sucks. Unless you have one of the outside of the top four, like, you are just so frustrated with quarterback this year. And part of that is because Josh Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, and Jalen Hurts are just crushing. And so,
like a grape, you might even say.
Yeah, crushing like a grape, like Evan Gattis back in the day.
How about this for a galaxy brain quarterback play this week? How about Daniel Jones at 5,200 versus Baltimore secondary? Wandale Robinson back.
Oh my
practicing.
God, Pete. I am 2 hours into an argument with Liam Murphy about Daniel Jones versus Kenny Pickett this week. He is bringing up some of the worst, least analytical points I have ever heard in my life.
Wait, which side are you guys on?
We want to pick up Daniel Jones as a streamer this week, and he's telling us we have to pick up Kenny Pickett because the projections are wrong and Pickett should project for more than 14 points and Daniel Jones should project for less than 18.
Liam, it's thumbing horrible. His nose at projections to IKB it. That doesn't sound like him.
All right. So, Liam, we love Liam. Liam won the $1 million prize pool last year. And was it DK or Underdog? It was Underdog. And so he's been on the show. The whole Gabe Davis thing, whenever Gabe Davis went off and he asked people to at the haters, the doubters in his thread. Oh, I loved it.
How many Rick Road tags were there in that thread?
Whenever like Liam and Bimefor, they're salty best ball takes. They're so salty. It is it's amazing.
Well, did you see Liam, of course, at a top 100 Billy Baker team too, because he just did the very on-brand thing.
Where do you get your ideas? Although yeah. who didn't have a top 100 finish in the Millie last week? I mean, to be honest.
I don't know, Dave. Maybe the two donkeys right here.
Yeah, my team scored 221.66 points. Good for 91.
Cash game team? Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right, so Davis, how many that were in the Billy?
How many tournaments was that cash team in?
Zero.
This is what I have a problem with.
No, kitchen. This is gonna be.
Why would you not even sprinkle it into? Why would you not sprinkle it again? We're talking about mental insurance.
Because I'm trying to realize expected value in this lifetime, not grind out 17 cents of extra profit.
But there no, you are mean a mental thousand, health equity. Yeah, mental health, the MHE. Why would you – there are 1,000 tournaments on DraftKings. Why would you not enter it into at least one? It's not like it's hard. You press lineup and you export it to whatever tournament you want. I don't get it. That makes zero sense why you would not enter your cash game lineup into any tournaments.
Kitchen, that's like saying you drive by the gas station. Why don't you just pick up one Powerball ticket? Why don't you just pick up? I mean, you just go in there for 5 seconds, just buy one Powerball ticket.
No. Because what goes into making your cash game lineup, Davis?
Hell if I know.
Clicking optimize. Mostly sorting by points per dollar and clicking.
Yeah, because and you're trusting the projections, right? You're trusting the data. You're trusting the science. And yet
right.
you're
and
not
so the data and science would tell you that entering a duplicated high cumulative and product ownership lineup in the Millionaire Maker is likely over the course of your lifetime to net you negative dollars.
We've seen it hit though at least once, right?
No.
Yes, we
no
did.
No one's cash team has ever won the Millionaire Maker.
I think it has.
Except Dinx with Harry Douglas. That's what Silva said.
Marcus Wilson.
I don't get it. If you are listening, leave it in the comments. Should you enter your cash game lineup in at least one tournament?
No. Especially well, it depends.
Except
it depends
this week
on
I
your goals.
Am doing it. I'm on the record that I'm putting the ceiling optimal in the baby spy this week to mush everyone. So I would wait to do it until next week because I'm going to fall on this sword for everybody in week six.
What? Don't. I'm having a very good season.
No, I'm mushing the hell out of you.
All right, let's go. Let's make a lineup on DraftKings.com, please.
Everyone needs to put this lineup into the Frito-Lays. It's the last week.
I'm just sorting by ownership because that should be the way to get the maximum amount of points in
and
here.
That is the other thing. And this is shame that Tuttle is not on this show because ownership also is just all over the place this season.
It's because of the way that the industry generates ownership projections needs to evolve with the way that people are playing. And it has not. But it's become a feedback loop of the ownership projections affecting how people play. So these algorithms that were, you know, generated and created 3-4 years ago need to have some new inputs in them.
Okay. So you're saying you should not play your cash game lineup because of ownership projections. And then you're saying that ownership projections are flawed in the way that they are created.
No, not really saying either one of those two things, but
okay.
I'm just like obviously they're good a lot of the time, but the ones that they've been missing on have been the half chalk, half leverage plays like Rashad Penny 2 weeks ago, Ramondre Stevenson and stuff like that the last couple weeks where it's like, yes, they're not the top dollars per point guys, but they're fine in the projections. Those guys have been getting steamed a lot relative to how people played 2 seasons ago.
I just want to say real quick, a little table, a level setting here. Last week, we went down a bad road with the lineup. And I said, timeout. We need to reset. We need to get this right. And what did we do? We delivered for the people. So I want to make sure that we're dialed in. We kind of have a theme here where it's a nice blend of play the best plays, a little sprinkle of galaxy brain. I just want to make sure I'm feeling the pressure, guys, because I'm hearing a lot of people who are burning their final Frito-Lay snacks and snacks entry on this lineup. And so I feel the pressure to deliver.
Yeah. We're at the end of the bag. So let's secure it right now with this lineup. And Peter, since you're feeling the pressure, we'll let you lead off.
Okay. You know, this is a big fork in the road because we either head down the path of this Chiefs-Bills game or we embark on a different journey. And this feels dicey because normally with our quarterbacks, we're generally kind of jamming the top play. But I'm gonna piggyback off of something Davis said earlier. And we're going to start this. We're going to flip the build right out of the gate. Or maybe it's not flipping the build, but we're going to go Lamar Jackson to Mark Andrews here.
I love it, Peter. It's beautiful.
This is how you're going to win a tournament this week.
All right. I'm going to take Ramondre Stevenson.
You know what's kind of funny also about these lineups crushing is that we joked in years past about this being a cash lineup. If you would have just played this in cash,
you would have just swept, bro. No questions.
All right.
No Titans on the slate.
Yeah, no Titans on the slate, but you know, I'm not going to
but there are former Titans.
What has brought me here? And sometimes it's not just playing the best plays. Sometimes you don't worry about ownership projections. You got to smash them. Those guys that project well, and this guy does, and it's Kenneth Walker III.
I think there's some pretty good input volatility on his projection, actually. I would really not be surprised to see DJ Dallas play a lot in this game against Arizona, but not here to correct you, David. Of course,
he's a solid play.
See, Davis, what you're doing is trying to talk yourself out of one of the best plays on the slate, and that's not what I'm here to do. I'm here just to deliver the goods to the people.
Just to play the best plays. Okay,
because you have nothing to base your DJ Dallas takeoff. Well, you're saying that to comfort yourself.
No, he did play more snaps than both of them 3 weeks ago, than both Penny and Walker.
Well, what did he do last week? Whenever Penny went out.
He played 19 snaps to Walker's 20. I can look it up.
Yeah, let Davis. If we've learned anything this season, is that your stats on the fly are not accurate.
All right,
Peter.
We're gonna continue to need to save some money. We're not playing Eno Benjamin. If my thesis is correct, this guy's not going to go overlooked. But
press the button,
Rondell Moore.
He is actually going to go overlooked because people hate him. Rondale's
going to be one of the highest owned wide receivers on the slate. I'm not here to.
I actually just do not believe that people can get. I don't think Rondale can get over
Kitchen
11%.
If Eno opens up and he looks like the free square, people aren't going to want to play those guys together in tournament teams. I think, and cash, they'll be played together, but I don't know about in tournaments.
Okay, Rondale was who I was going to pick. So I'm going to select, we're going to get a little bit of leverage on that chalky game. We're going to select Mr. Marquez Valdes-Scantling at 4,500 against the Buffalo Bills.
That doesn't feel good. I'm just going to say it. I mean, I get it. It doesn't feel good, though.
I'm sorry you don't feel good.
Okay, so you think Valdes-Scantling over Juju for 700 less?
Mostly for projected ownership reasons, but yes.
Let's can we get a placeholder defense in just to kind of see what kind of 2v2s we're working with?
Just put the Panthers defense.
Panthers 2.4.
So that gives us 6,200 per, which is not hateful.
We're in both a very chalky range and a great leverage range at wide receiver and at flex.
Okay.
Who's it to?
For flex, I'm just going to I'm going to go. Ooh, man. I don't know about Wandell. So I'm going to go with Saquon.
Wow. Okay. A three running back lineup, but hit
those
last
went on,
week.
Those went on, those went on DraftKings all the time.
I was looking at Wandell too, but we had so much salary to spend that I agree. It's perfect. Now this puts us in a real gross range. Unless do we just double Lamar with Duvernay?
I was gonna say if Bateman is out, Duvernay. I mean, Duvernay looked like Debo Samuel last week. They were giving him the ball. He's playing third down back. Yeah.
I think in this range, that's the only thing that makes sense.
Well, Tony.
Tony's not didn't practice today again.
He doesn't even exist.
Tony has like three bad hamstrings. I mean,
they literally invented another hamstring for him to get injured on.
Yeah.
Hey, Sosa, will you swap Walker and Barkley? I do put out late swap calls if we need to for the Swolecast lineup.
Yeah, it doesn't. Everyone knows your Frito-Lay snaps and snacks win doesn't count.
Take the mic away from you a little bit.
I gotta go pee. I'll be right back.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
This is so bad.
I will say it to everyone in the Deposit Kingdom Discord in the Swolecast channel. I did when Kyle Pitts was removed last week, there are lots of people asking about a global swap to Dallas Goedert. And so I just want to make sure if everyone is, you know, putting this lineup in, make sure you have notifications turned on for all of us, like I do for Dave. And we'll make sure to let you know any late breaking news with this lineup.
If we get to 10K, we'll have a lineup correction show on Fridays, and it'll just be a short correction show. Or we put in our swaps. I can't believe Davis has taken a pre-break in the middle of the Swolecast.
I don't think he's ever done that before either. I don't remember him ever.
He
doing
probably
that.
Has. It's just you got a show coming up. I don't understand it. I was in Davis's city over the past couple of days.
Oh yeah, weren't you asking him to babysit?
Yeah, I asked him to babysit, and he just said no. He just flat out said no. Like, not, hey.
He didn't really ask me, but I would not have.
What would you charge Kitchen, Davis? What would be your babysitting rate?
I'm not watching kids, dude.
If Kitchen offered you $1,000 an hour, you would say no?
$1,000 an hour? I mean.
No, he would not
say
no.
I could lose that when
the guy is grinding crowns playing random sports.
Yeah, Dave, that's called mental illness, right? It's not really about the money.
I want to know your break-even point. Tell me your hourly rate to babysit Dave's kids.
I'd babysit Dave's kid for $5,000.
Yeah. The thing is, on the flip side of that, the emotional damage that could possibly happen to my kids during that time would be way more than $5,000.
Kitchen would have to get paid $5,000 to let Davis.
Yes.
So now we need a GoFundMe for $10,000 to make this happen.
No, I'm not. I would not do that. I tried one time to get my youngest. If you follow me on Twitter, you saw the reply. There was one time where Davis came over and my oldest, who at the time was like maybe 2 years old, not even that, tried to go up to Davis, and Davis just gave her the gnaw wave, like the stiff, like the Derrick Henry stiff arm, and said, "Don't come near me, kid." So, let's talk about running back, because this running back does feel like what you have to figure out this week.
That's true. I'm just going to play the best plays, I think. I think I'm just going to press Eno Benjamin, Kenneth Walker, you know, pretty much call it a day.
All right. I mean, let's talk about Kamara at 6.7K against Cincinnati.
It's kind of like a DraftKings social experiment pricing from back in the day, right? 200 scrimmage yards, but then gets all his touchdowns taken away by Taysom. It's kind of like they're Rorschach testing you to see what you saw from their performance last week.
Man,
I mean, what's interesting, I think there's like lots of solid plays, and a bunch of solid plays are just necessarily going to get squeezed if Eno, Walker, Ramondre, because even like the flop lag guys last week, or not even flop lag, but the guys who smashed last week, like Fournette and Breece Hall, like who's playing those guys if those top three, four running backs are ending up in most lineups. And that doesn't even get to some of the leverage plays like Devin Singletary, a guy like Barkley. I mean, I think this is shaping up to be a nice running back slate.
It was a good running back slate last week too. Like there were lots of potential, like, you know, Dalvin Cook scored twice. Like there were, it's been nice to see a little bit of a resurgence of playable running backs. Cause it was looking for a little bit, like we were going to be having a tough time.
It's crazy that Derrick Henry with all that usage is.
Well, I don't think they threw it to him at all last week.
No, they did, but I appreciate you staying on brand, not understanding his utilization. All right.
I don't know if you know, Kitchen, but we're the only team in the entire FFPC main event that has a Justin Jefferson, Derrick Henry team, so I'm pretty sure we understand the utilization.
Well, Davis said they didn't throw it to him last week, which is like unequivocally false. So
his routes went down. How many targets did he get?
You think two or three? Caught two, maybe?
It's a brand new freaking world, man.
All right. But yeah, we've got all these plays, and then we got Ramondre.
Ramondre is he
might be like the Galaxy Brain.
He's not Galaxy Brain.
No, he's projecting for like 18 PPR.
He's hashtag points. Best play.
Yeah.
But is it one of those plays where you look back and be like, I shouldn't have done that.
Are you worried about JJ Taylor?
He got 26 rushes last week, bro. Bailey Zappi, dude. The Patriots finally found their quarterback of the future.
But here's my thing is that we see all these other running backs. So let's say you are only playing two in your tournament builds, and Ramondre is going to take up one of those two spots.
Ramondre has so many outs, though, right? He's catching passes. He's going to have the goal line role without Damian Harris. He's explosive. I mean, there's just a lot of different ways he can get there. Like, he's a much better play than even Jeff Wilson was last week at
5,500.
Yeah.
Way better. Yeah. Agree.
He's going to be, David? I don't know if he'll end up being the first. It'll probably be Walker, ends up being the most rostered. And I think Ramondre will be the second most.
I think he'll be third. Those guys are just going to project as such good dollars per point options. Yeah, there's this narrative too. The Browns have been crushed via the rush by the Falcons and the Chargers the last 2 weeks. I mean, I'm not, that doesn't really enter into my thinking at all, but that's something that people.
There are just so many good running back plays and unless you're just going all in on three running backs.
I think Ramondre is the second best play behind Walker. Eno's number three. Kamara's number four. Fournette is interesting because he still doesn't look good as a rusher. It's still all coming via receiving. And how many times are they going to drop back against the Steelers?
Well, he only had seven more routes than Rashad White this past game, too.
The libs do not want people. The mainstream media is not reporting about Rashad White. They're the liberal leader trying to keep him down.
Here's what we have to figure out, because we've seen this. So you're going to have like the two to three running backs, probably three this week, that are showing up in optimals. And then there's going to be a couple guys who aren't that get steamed as the not so sneaky GPP chalk. Last week it was like Damian Harris and James Robinson, who started out early in the week, a little under the radar, and then got hella steamed. Like, who's the guy this week that isn't going to be in an optimal, but the GPP bros are going to think sneaky by the time Sunday comes around?
Singletary. Because there's this narrative, which is true actually, that in games that the Bills are winning by 100, they're not using him, not giving it to him. And then in competitive games, it's just all Singletary.
I'll give one, Aaron Jones. Just because they're utilizing him more and more. RIP AJ Dillon, but I mean, he's only 7.6. I think that could be a sneaky one.
I think that's just like a pure good GPP play. I think he's probably too pricey to be like GPP chalk.
Yeah, but there are so many cheap options out there.
Well, we don't have a wide receiver injury yet. We need Chris Olave not to play. Tyreek out. Like, we need something like that. We need like a $3,800 wide receiver for everyone to rally around. That hopefully is not Marquez Callaway.
Someone asked about Raheem Mostert, and he would also be another guy that people are looking at, especially with his price tag. you know, yeah, look, 5.7, Kenneth Walker's 5.4.
People are just going to be worried about Skylar Thompson's systemic risk there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to wide receiver.
All right, let's move on to wide receiver, Dave.
Someone asked,
do you need to go to the bathroom, Davis, before we do this? Or?
Yeah. Well, so I'm back on my calorie and macro tracking.
Here we go. Again.
So I've been crushing water, and instead of coffee in the afternoon, I get a green tea. So I have nothing but water inside me. It's a tough scene.
So are you cutting? Is this cutting season for you?
Yep. Yeah.
Like how much weight are you trying to lose?
15 pounds probably.
Yeah. I'm going to lose a lot more than that, I think.
Well, which should theoretically be easier for you.
Well, Davis or Dave, how much weight am I going to gain after I become a dad?
Yeah. No, there is this is like when I started my weight gain is whenever, well, the start of like DFS mixed with my wife getting pregnant, because she's like, man, you know what I really crave right now? I really crave a milkshake. And I'm like, it's crazy because I really crave a milkshake too right now. And so you're putting on that sympathy weight, and it's crazy the amount of calories that you can burn breastfeeding. And yet, you know, here I am just on my computer, not burning any of those calories. So you're going to put on a few.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I normally just have my sad boy lunches. I make my salad, get through it. And Lauren messages me today and she goes, I'm really craving pad thai. Do you want pad thai for lunch? I was like, yeah. And so then absolutely. I just wolf down. You got the chicken skewers, toss in some egg rolls. I'm so stuffed, right? I'm like, it's already happening. I'm going to be a disaster.
Yeah,
it's the best, dude. The best.
So I actually thought about this today, creating a weight loss program. And I think I know what I'm going to do. Can I tell? People are getting the behind the scenes look right here.
As it's in, like, this is something you're going to sell to people?
I don't know. Or just, like, create a community around it.
Do as I say, not as I do kind of thing?
It's going to be, like, Whole 30 mixed with, like, 75 hard mixed with intermittent fasting. And I'm going to call it Swole 40. And it's just going to be people – it's just going to be, like, taking a little bit from each one and not going as hard as, like, 75. Like, 75 hard is, like – That's a hard O thing.
You're going to aggregate the weight loss projections.
It's exactly what it's going to be. They are going to be the blended. It's going to be the blended.
The blended fitness optimal.
Dude, that's yeah, gonna be your smoothie is the blended yeah. optimal.
The blended so optimal. Good. That's amazing, Dave.
Listen, I'm opening it up to you two right now on this show.
Yeah, let me get in on the ground floor of this, okay. Dave.
All right.
I'll become an equity owner. Yeah.
Swole 40 coming to a.
All right, let's do this Bills Chiefs stuff.
All right,
because of the way the Chiefs wide receiver production has been, I actually to go full blender here. I actually think you can play Josh Allen double stacks or even single stacks in a way that your opponents will not be. Like, I just don't think people are playing Juju. People are not playing Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I saw a pretty great graph on Twitter last night. What's the name of the guy? Joe Reinhart is the guy who does all these amazing graphs.
The distribution one, yeah.
The distribution ones. And, I mean, Juju's been pretty bad, but his distributions have Juju running at 16th percentile based on his amount of targets and where they've been distributed at. If this game does turn into the Chiefs-Rams game, I mean, thinking back to that game, who was in the showdown optimal? DeMarcus Robinson. You know, like, MVS and Juju are better than that. Hardman, whatever. I Kelsey is going to be the chalky chief, right?
Kelsey? Yeah, because he's the only one anyone feels good about putting in.
You're talking about from this game? From this team?
For the Chiefs.
Yeah. I don't know how chalky he's almost 8K though on DK. That you're gonna have to go chalky at those other positions.
He just scored four touchdowns.
I get it.
Time.
I get it, but how are people conditioned to making their DraftKings lineups? It's not spending 8K on a tight end.
But the thing is though, with if Eno and Kenneth Walker
That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to go cheat. You're going to have to go chalky cheap at running
back. You can play whoever you want for sure.
Well, that's why flipping this build, like, because again, everyone's going to jam Diggs too. Like getting up to Jefferson or Cup, like no one's getting up to those with Josh Allen lineups too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's legit. God.
Yeah. I mean, Andrews obviously is smash play too at 7K. You know, so you got two high priced tight ends. Then you've got Kyle Pitts also at 4.2.
This might finally be the week where everyone says, you know what, I'm not actually Martin Gay, like Kyle Pitts.
That would be like, you know, people root for chaos. That's what I root for right there. Like, even if it's going to cost me, I still root for the narrative where Kyle Pitts goes off when everybody. So,
I mean, I don't think I can.
The one week I don't play Kyle Pitts, he goes off.
I think that's, you know, Dave, we were just beginning the show by talking about, you know, like mental security. I don't know if I could live with myself if Kyle Pitts dropped the 33 and I didn't have any of them. I think I would just be far too miserable.
Dude, grown men would rather play Taysom Hill over Kyle Pitts right now than go to therapy. Grown men
are infatuated. I mean, rightly so with Mr. Hill.
No, here's the thing, Davis. You could have your season-long in best ball victory lap on Taysom Hill. It's very well earned. But from like a DFS standpoint, where he went in the seventh round of my resurrection underdog best ball draft that I did. Yes, like it's absolutely insane how people are treating him now.
I mean, they're just, you know, they're just playing the game the right way. They're just they want those points.
Okay. You don't have to pump your bags. Your bags are locked.
I'm just trying to do what Dave was telling me to do.
That's right. Let's move on to wide receiver, please. We've got to talk about some actual names. Cooper Kupp is almost 10K. He's very expensive. This is going to be like when that time where Christian McCaffrey was around 10K. Do you play him? Can you play him in tournaments, Davis?
Cooper Kupp?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
He takes away so much salary.
Like, if you're already playing that Bills-Chiefs game, I mean, you're going to want to get in one of Kupp, Jefferson, or Mark Andrews. Like, you're going to have money to spend somewhere.
Okay. Who are we had a comment last week, people wanting to really get in the weeds as far as wide receiver cornerback matchups, kind of gotten away from that. Davis, who are some of the cornerbacks you're looking to target?
Oh, damn it, Dave, you gotta give me a warning so I can pull up the chart. Wide receiver cornerback matchups.
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm not
as I let in. You look as I let you oh. look that up.
So the Brave browser, I don't know if any of my fellow nerds use the Brave browser.
I can't believe you're using the Brave browser.
But it doesn't let me log in to PFF.
Yeah, do you know why?
It tells me token service not authorized. So to get onto PFF, I have to go open Safari.
I mean, can we just marvel at that state? I can't get onto PFF with the Brave browser. I mean, that's the most.
Davis is going to be living off the grid, creating his single stacks.
No, I see him. You're in the ship chasing Discord arguing with Liam about this Pickett versus Daniel Jones thing. Can we get you focused on the show right now?
I'm not. I didn't say anything. Liam added me.
Stop. I've got a hard out.
In terms of cornerbacks that I am going after, you know, I think that Jalen Ramsey. You know, people are going to be scared of playing DJ Moore, new narrative. You know, they fire Matt Rhule. He's getting in there with PJ Walker. Obviously, we saw from that heavily circulated quote from DJ Moore a couple weeks ago, he was not excited to be playing football with Baker Mayfield. You know, I think Jalen Ramsey might find himself a new father in this game. Aren't you worried about Patrick Surtain against Mike Williams? You know, I think that a lot of the aren't you worried bros are going to be terrified of playing Mike Williams against the Denver Broncos.
Mike Williams not on the main slate.
Oh, damn it, dude. PFF. Yes. Tough scene. We just went full Silva there.
Oh, no.
Does that mean the Broncos are on primetime again this week?
Yes. Monday Night Football.
Enough of this already. Flex these fucking games. No way.
I'm going to make you watch it right here. Okay, Lockett or Metcalf? You have to choose one.
Metcalf.
price adjusted, obviously Lockett, tournament adjusted Metcalf.
Okay. Yeah. Steph Diggs versus Gabe Davis. Or is everyone going to go back to Gabe Davis this week? Is it going to be a mixture? What are you doing with the Bills receivers?
I do think Davis will probably be owned a little too much relative to what his usage is. People chasing that big week. It's not like Diggs is going to be sneaky, but I would rather play like Diggs in for a tournament format.
Okay. Let's go with,
you think that's how it plays out? I think Diggs just ends up being the most owned.
I guess it comes down to, how do you think people will feel about McKenzie at 5K? Because that'll kind of determine the game.
They will not play that guy.
Clear concussion protocol, saves money. I don't know. I could see people doing it.
Alave this week?
I mean, has he cleared yet?
No. Dave, that's just a cash game play, bro.
Yeah, well, he's in my $1 million lineup last week.
wow. Damn.
Could have really used
him. How'd you figure out to play him?
Alave.
did you start by points per dollar?
Yeah. I love it, Davis. I love how you're getting on to me for it. You can't play these optimal guys in tournaments when 2 months ago you were telling me.
Well, was it Alave or Godwin who was not on the Millie team? I can't remember. Doesn't matter.
How about
scored like the same amount of points?
How about what do you guys think people are going to do with some of these wide receivers in the upper mid range that no one's really excited to play? Like Michael Pittman, no one's talking about Jamar Chase.
Pittman's not even the wide receiver one on his own team anymore. I was actually going to bring up Alec Pierce at 4.2 or 4.3K.
Well, no one's going to play. Right. No, I know. But
I was on JJ's podcast on that trends. He said that Pittman has not had more than one route all season over 20 yards.
I believe
that's crazy.
It is actually insane.
I think my favorite play in that range is Marquise Brown. He's mm-hmm. been good. People don't want to invest in that offense, and if they do, it's going to be through Eno or Rondell. Second best game on the slate. He seems very strong to me.
I like that call. All right. Other, like Jamar Chase, 7.7. He hasn't done anything this season. Or is he due?
Didn't he have like 35 points in week one?
Other than that,
Miss Lincoln.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like he's probably a pretty, pretty strong play. Yeah.
What about, are people going to go back to Godwin after he was the one chalk piece that didn't smash last week?
Yes, people are obsessed with him. People are just stone obsessed with Chris Godwin.
His price only went up 200.
He seems like a pretty good play to me.
Yeah.
I mean, he ran a ton of routes. I mean, he just played the role we thought. It's just,
could this be the sneaky shootout game? Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh. I'm not siding with William on this. Kenny Pickett.
Oh no.
Kenny Pickett, he'll chuck it though. I mean, no one's gonna deny that.
I get the thesis behind the Pickett stuff. It's not that I think Liam is stupid. He's just not viewing it from a media perspective. Liam views everything from 10,000 feet, like every decision is gonna result in a chaos tree that wins $1 million.
It's even more simple than this. Liam is the biggest homer. He just watched the full game of Kenny Pickett and was impressed by some of his throws, and now he wants to jam him. It was only because the Steelers played the Bills last week. I can relate to
that so hard, though. Like, I get it.
Yeah, who on the Commanders? You big on Dyami Brown after watching it? Two touchdowns.
I actually was going to bring up, we're talking about the Chiefs. Before, I was going to bring up Jarrett McKinnon also as a running back.
I think Clyde is probably who you use there because they are still using him as the goal line back.
Yeah.
Can we call a spade? I mean, Jarek looks so much better. I mean,
so much better. I mean, Clyde
playing more snaps too.
He played more snaps in all the games and Clyde was scoring all those points anyway.
Yeah. So you're just hoping for long runs. All right. Let's build a team on FanDuel.com.
And Davis, since Pete went first last week.
Dave, I deposited on FanDuel.
I was going to ask.
I did.
Did you do well last week?
Yeah, I mean, I cashed the $25 single entry, which was the only contest that I entered because I ran out of time.
I get it. All right. Pete or Davis, we'll start with you.
Start with Pete. I'm still pulling up the salaries.
Okay.
Peter,
we'll start with you.
Let's go ahead. Let's put let's just start it off. I'll start it off with the stack. I'll do the Geno to DK Metcalf here.
Feels better on FanDuel, maybe.
Man, it does not feel good fading Josh Allen on FanDuel. Just gonna say it.
Well, we're doing it.
Okay. All right. Metcalf, Davis, you have salaries pulled up now?
Yes. Let's go with Mr. Dalvin Cook. I mean, he showed the thesis behind the play last week. He is losing a lot of routes to Madison, but I mean, one, there should be plenty of rushes to go around here against the Skylar Thompson led Miami Dolphins. But also I wonder if
no one's going to play Dalvin Cook this week.
No one's going to play Dalvin Cook this week, but I do wonder how much of this stuff is like, you know, they're babying him back from this shoulder injury. But I mean, he's wearing this brace. Like, it can't get, I don't know. Can it get worse? I guess it probably can. That's like the whole thesis.
Holy shit. Can we talk about the pricing? How did FanDuel know to pray? You know, Benjamin is priced higher than Najee Harris. I mean,
well, they ran the if yards per carry under 3.5 for an entire year. Must be under 8,300 on FanDuel. They have that in their algo.
All right. What is it, Kitchen?
Looking right now, man, there's one guy I want to play, but it just might be too bad. Because he's really cheap. No. I was looking at Cam Akers.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'd rather play all three Chiefs running backs before I would play Cam Akers, I think.
I'd rather play DJ Dallas before Cam Akers.
All right. Let's go. We already did Mark Andrews, right?
Yeah, but if you want to play the best plays, like, we get it.
Yeah.
Let's put Kelsey in.
Kelsey is projected for fewer points and less ownership on FanDuel.
All right, let's get a mini correlation in here, but not who you'd think. Let's get Devin Singletary in this lineup. 5,700. Let's go.
Okay, Davis.
I don't hate the Singletary play. I mean, I think that especially on FanDuel, where literally everyone is just going to be playing Kenneth Walker.
Well, and if you buy into this small sample size narrative everyone likes of how they don't use him in blowouts, but he's their bell cow back in close
games. I don't think that's a small sample. I think that's a very representative sample, even going back to last season. His snaps trended up in all the games they were competitive, and they were using freaking Matt Breida in games that were not competitive. Like, he's the only running back on their roster they trust. And that's
okay,
that.
Davis?
All right, we need a wide receiver. I'm going to try and not play one of the guys we've already played. Let's go with Jamar Chase at 8,100.
Alpha play.
Okay, we're going to have to save a little bit of salary. Let's see if we get our defense in there and just put in Jags versus Indy, maybe.
That seems fine.
Yeah, or Pitts versus. Or actually, just go all the way down. Let's go to Indy versus Jacksonville. 4.1. That gives us 5,350. That's not a lot.
I think we need to go down further at defense.
Yeah, we got to play a min defense.
Okay.
What has Jamar Chase ever done, you know? Oh, we play the Falcons. Jets against Rodgers. Easy.
If Rodgers just was he's on the injury report, didn't practice today with a thumb.
Yeah, Jordan loves
it. You did see him like kind of messing with his thumb after that last throw. Man, that was funny.
The mainstream media won't report that his thumb has actually been bothering him for years now.
Okay, I'm going to go with DJ Moore. I get it, but he's 5,700.
Aren't you, Dave, are you worried?
Say something about worried? The XFL star PJ Walker. You got to land the plane on this take.
Are you worried about Jalen Ramsey shadowing him?
No, I mean,
who else is there to worry about?
You said that Jalen's gonna. Well, does Jalen even shadow anymore?
How can I possibly know that? I can't log into PFF.
All right, so that gives us 5,800 for.
We got to play Rondell Moore again. I think
I know.
No,
I did
not on FanDuel.
Rondell.
Not yeah, on.
We need to bring. We need to bring back Davis.
Yeah, this I fits think, in perfectly.
Hang on. Can we get off of Jamar Chase and go to Marquise Brown?
Sure.
And then we can go up. Because that would give us – actually gives us – I didn't realize he was the same fucking price. God damn it. That defeats the purpose. So we can put your Chase – I think we got to go Rondell. We need a bring back. Or we That's play fine. Eno in the flex and we don't have enough money for him. In this economy, it's got to be Rondell. And then can we get up to anything better at defense? Steelers versus Brady. Do we like Steelers or Jets more?
Jets.
Yeah, Jets. Man. This lineup is tough. It is tough. Okay.
I will just say, if you're going to dupe one of the two, do the Frito-Lay's one.
I mean, due to the free one that's not going to cost you anything, but you're not really
I won't
worried.
Be sending out any global swap alerts for the FanDuel lineup, let's just say that.
All right, let's get to some tight end takes real quick. Who's the cheap tight end that you're looking at?
It doesn't really feel like there is
are you really going to pay up for an expensive tight end, Davis, in your cash game builds?
Yeah, I think you do probably play Kelsey in cash. Okay. And I haven't gotten super deep, but there are a ton of value running backs. I mean, I guess in terms of cheaper guys, Knox is going to draw quite a bit of ownership at 3,400. Hayden Hurst scored. Yeah, he is. He didn't play last week. Irv Smith Jr. at 3,200 seems okay. I mean, Daniel Bellinger is basically Taysom Hill, scored a rushing touchdown last week for the Giants against the Packers. I would be, if Cam Brate does not play, I'm just playing Cade Otton again. I mean, he just played 85% of the snaps, got, I think, 7 targets, 2 red zone targets. I mean, Cade Otton, baby.
Okay, tight end takes, Pete.
Right now, Farrell Brown looks good because Cardi has a bug in his projection and hasn't projected for 15.4 points. So if you trust him, that's your smash play at the stone bid right there.
I don't think Farrell Brown's on a team, so Cardi will work on that.
How about Evan Ingram at 3,500?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's legit.
There isn't, like, last week we had all of those punts. Doesn't seem like we have as many of those this week. Freiermuth at 3,800. I still like him too. He at least has some upside sub 4K.
Are you playing Zach Gentry if he's ruled out?
If who's ruled out?
If Freiermuth is ruled out with a concussion.
Is Freier hurt?
Yeah.
Probably not. Although maybe I might play it in the baby spy where I put the ceiling optimal if Gentry's popping. I have a little exposure there.
I don't think there's any. I literally don't think it's allowed. I don't think Zach Gentry is allowed in the ceiling optimal.
Hey, Leone had me playing a lineup with John Bates last week. So trust me, anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
Is T. Higgins going to play this week?
He's off on the rehab side of the practice today.
Because Hayden Hurst, I know you said it, but. He got so many targets.
I don't know why you had to bring up T. Higgins. One of my worst beats of all time was T. this last week.
I'm sorry, Davis.
It's like I wouldn't really be that mad if there was reporting on it, but like with like there is a whole like military industrial complex built around the NFL, and we can't figure out that T. Higgins is a boo boo and might not play. They should be fined. The Bengals should be fined.
They should.
People gamble millions of dollars on these games.
Davis, you are operating out of a place of hurt, and I understand that. I understand it.
Yeah, I'm so pissed.
All right, from that's pissed to not, pit. Dude. From pissed nice to segue, pits.
Dave.
4.2K. Like, he's never been cheaper, right?
He's gonna be cheaper. Let me tell you.
What is okay? This is a good trivia question for everyone. What is the lowest salary in the next and Kyle Pitts' Atlanta Falcons career that he will get to on the Atlanta Falcons? What is the lowest salary he will get to?
You're gonna catch a falling knife, and you're gonna get a dead cat bounce at about $3,600.
That would break my brain. Seeing $3,600 Kyle Pitts would break my brain.
I love that Pete's using his NFT / altcoin knowledge to falling knife and dead cat bounce with it. You're just gonna see as soon as that game hits, though. You're gonna see all the memes of the kid pump it up, all the bags. Okay.
What if Kyle Pitts is the guy you need in 2023? That's where we're at right now.
That's it's and you can't rule it out.
Yeah, if he's healthy this week, he might be in my cash game build. I'm just going
Kyle Pitts in your cash game? Send me a head-to-head, bro.
People did this. People played Kyle Pitts in cash over T.J. Hawkinson. And the
I played Hunter Henry in cash last week, and we know how that turned out. All right.
Well, that was fine.
Yeah, it was.
Did you say you had a hard out, Dave? It seems like a pretty soft out.
Yeah. Okay, let's exit this plane, land this plane. Final thoughts, Davis?
You know, just play some chalk, but not too much chalk, but definitely some chalk. To actually make a serious point, I do think that very similar to how you know, like PGA DFS has evolved where you can't just, your process can't just be, okay, well, I'm going to cap my ownership at X percentage, mm-hmm. you know, whether it be 80%, 120%, whatever your process is. I do think that you need to be a little bit more thoughtful about how you are deploying your not that owned plays, because as many people, this is not original point by me, have pointed out, the salary algorithm really is kind of creating its own buy low model, right? I mean, that really is effectively its function. So at the point in which these guys, Alvin Kamara, Gabe Davis, yada, yada, so on and so forth, are ready to have their very big games, they actually fit more naturally into DFS lineups. So that was something that that Freeman said that really stuck with me from a construction perspective.
So you think with a sharper field that you should be,
when the field is sharper, unironically, you should actually be playing more combinations of the more owned players when the people you are playing against are better.
Gotcha. So this would be anti-live a little.
No, you. No, because you still cannot be creating. You need to be more thought, like the thinking part, the hard part comes in, and how do I identify these really good plays and then play them in combinations that my opponents are not using?
Okay. Peter, final thoughts?
I don't know if this is blasphemy, but I'm going to try to channel Tuttle and give a terrible take that I think he might give. It's a guy we haven't mentioned on the show, so a little off the board, which is, I think, the goal. It also has a little sprinkle of homerism, as of course Tuttle is the biggest Packers fan. I think Tuttle would say Romeo Doubs is his terrible take. Beautiful. For week 6.
Beautiful.
I love it. All right. If you are watching the show live, just as soon as we end, just put your takes on. Do you agree with Davis as far as not putting your lineup in, your cash lineup in any sort of tournaments for mental health equity? Do you agree on the way that we've talked about how you're going to deploy your ownership this week with all your takes? Let us know in the comments. Please like it, subscribe. And I would just say this. One of the best parts of my job, seeing everyone doing mental gymnastics week in and week out when it's just, it's entertaining. And what I will say is don't overthink it. Just play the best plays, live a little, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, that's what Whistles Go Woo. That's what Awesomo. That's what Brick.
We'll see you next week. We are RunnerGrunners.com on the Swolecast. Later.